Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out or find me, whatever the kids say, on Drive later on today at 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin, of course, with reaction to Graham Potter's Chelsea hilariously losing to Marco Silva's Fulham at the Cottage. Here's all the fallout on TalkSport.
Chelsea are in crisis. Out of the FA Cup, out of the Carabao Cup, almost certainly out of the hunt for a Champions League place. And questions will now be asked if Graham Potter is out of his depth.
Everyone's frustrated and everyone's disappointed, including us. We'd love to be in a better situation. We're not. We have to deal with it as best we can and come through. It'll help us to get some players back, of course, because then you're stronger. You can see the impact that Joao has on the team. So there are positives going forward, but at the moment it's a dark position.
It's just patience that's required.
Well, it's patience. It's us to do more. It's us to do better. It's up to everybody to take that responsibility. And I understand, like I said, always the frustration and the position of the supporters. Absolutely. So we have to keep going.
Under pressure.
On now to the sports bar with Jordan Jarrett Bryant and Perry Groves.
The narrative from yourself was, I feel a bit sorry for Graham Potter. I think that says it all. When was the last time that anybody felt sorry for a manager? And then reports about Graham Potter said he's pulling in the four senior players, you know, to talk about the way to go forward and take notes in the dressing room. Why do you need to get the... You have your leadership group, don't you? Which is fair enough. But there's not enough leaders in this Chelsea side at all. There's not enough players that want to take responsibility. And I just think all of the elite managers have got an edge or an bit of nastiness about them.
Something about them.
Because they're dictators. Jurgen Klopp, I know Liverpool ain't doing great at the moment. Mikel Arteta has got that edge when you see him on the touchline. Pep Guardiola. He's got that edge. Ten Hag going into Manchester United has that edge.
I think he's out of his depth. You know, I supported him at the start, but I think now watching him tonight, you know, seeing him at the end there, he looked like he's seen a ghost. You know, I think Graham Potter, I think he's struggling. He's really struggling. I think it might be time to go now. Players are to blame, of course, but at the same time, it is a big job for him. And I think he'd get another manager in right now and he can get the job done. I think you look at someone free like Pochettino, just get him in, get the job done. You know, we've clearly got the money for it and get this group of players working.
Has gone in on the halfway line on Kenny Tete. João Felix is going to get a red card on his Chelsea debut. And Chelsea's problems get worse and worse and worse.
Fulham are flying, Chelsea are crying.
It's going to be difficult for Graham Potter to really pull these players out because I felt like they reacted after half-time, absolutely. But, you know, going down to 10 players, they seem Mason Mount was putting himself about, but they were poor, Chelsea.
He don't need to go. Half them players need to go.
But that's not going to happen.
Give him the rest of the season, play the kids, the two keepers, Jorginho, Koulibaly, Kukurea, Ziyech, Pulisic, Aubameyang, Havertz. Get out the football club, let him buy someone in the summer and give him the first 10 games of next season So let's see where we go.
So you would stick. You would stick with him. Sorry to cut. You would stick with him even if it meant writing the season off and finishing 12th.
Wherever, as long as we finish 17th, I don't care. He hasn't lost the changing room because they've never been for him.
Marco Silva deserves a huge amount of credit as Fulham move into the top six.
Marco Silva, congratulations. It's what, your biggest win of the season in terms of what it means to the football club?
3 points. Another 3 points for us. I understand, of course, your question. I know what this means for our fans and for this football club as well. So long time without a win against Chelsea. In the last 20 years, the superiority is being huge between both clubs. Of course, Chelsea is a massive club. Is the quality they have, their goals, they are completely different than our. Their budget is... Even you cannot compare. You cannot compare many things, but we knew before the match that depending from ourselves to balance the things inside the pitch and to try to do our best to give a great night for our fans, and we did it.
Now, Wout Weghorst, or the Wegmeister General, as some people call him, is set to complete his loan move from Burnley to Manchester United, TalkSport understands. Here's our transfer guru, Alex Crook, to tell us more.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Big news for Manchester United. TalkSport understands Wout Weghorst is on the brink of completing his loan move from Burnley to Old Trafford. Weghorst could even be signed in time to make his debut in the Manchester derby. Live on TalkSport on Saturday, the Red Devils are paying a fee of around £2.5 million to release Weghorst from his loan spell at Besiktas.
Now, following his open letter to supporters, Everton owner Farhad Moshiri has exclusively spoken to Jim White and seemingly blamed supporters for driving out bad managerial hires.
Well, I hope so. You know, I've put my money where my mouth is, and, you know, that is most than an owner can do. And I've done that. And some of the decision we've taken is together with the fans, right? All the managers who've been left have been driven by the fans, not by me initially. And I think you've got to stay with the manager to get the systems going, you know, the players that he buys. You know, I have a lot of faith in Frank. You know, he'll get it right.
And here's the take of former Palace Mona owner Simon Jordan, who thinks Moshiri has to shoulder a lot of the blame. Time to get your thesaurus out.
The argument being advanced is that the best owners are ones that put their hands in their pocket, and no one can doubt the fact he put his, you know, money where his mouth is. But that's great. But you've spent £500 million of your money to waste everybody's time, including yours, and to degrade the football club that you're in. Now, we can all turn around and say, I put my best foot forward. I put up a good fight. Well, a good fight isn't one you turn up to. A good fight is one you win. And Everton are fourth or third from bottom in the Premier League. They've got a substandard playing squad. I don't think they've got the most progressive forward-thinking board. And I don't think they've got a coach capable of taking Everton anywhere near in the mind's eye of the Everton fans they'd like to be.
Now, the Leeds boss, Jesse March, has been speaking ahead of their game against Aston Villa tonight, live on TalkSport. He's called for officials to protect players more after he revealed that Somerville will be out injured for a month as a result of a bad tackle.
The ankle injury and tackle he sustained in the Cardiff match is a little bit of a talking point for me, because I think between Cree and Willie specifically, that opponents have tried to bully them, that they have a hard time containing them, specifically when they're on the move in the dribble. And frankly, I don't think that the referees have protected those two players well enough. And so it's put them susceptible to injury, into hard tackles. And I would like to see the referees protect attacking players more. We're a little disappointed that Cree will be out. He's hopeful that it'll be quicker than a month, but that's what the prognosis is right now for summer.
On now to a bit of boxing and Queensbury rules chat. As super middleweight champion Chris Eubank Jr. takes on Liam Smith, Smudger. It's his first fight, of course, since the postponement of his bout with Conor Benn, who had failed a drugs test. Eubank said he still wants to fight Benn someday, but believes the ban is justified.
Of course, it is a fight that will always be of interest to me, whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now. We will share the ring at some point. he's lost all his privileges. There is no there's not going to be any rehydration clauses and crazy weights I have to make. The ball is fully in my court now. He's lost all that after what he did. I'm in a strange position where, you know, my head, you know, as a businessman and as a fighter, my head says, you know, I want to fight him ASAP. You know, I want to give the fans what they want. I want a big payday. I want a high profile fight, and you know, I want the entertainment, the excitement of that, and the legacy behind the name. So that's what my head says. My heart says he should be banned. There should be an example made of him, so that we, you know, the kids coming up understand what happens if you fail drugs tests, you know.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with the breakfast show. And Gabby Agbonlahor and Alan Brazil ripping into the tattooed numpty Jamie O'Hara, sunning himself in Dubai. Blimey, that'd do his confidence a world of good.
Talking about fighters, do you see that numpty lying in Dubai? Is that a new tattoo he's had?
He looks, don't look great, he's got tattoos.
What's he done? What's
I don't understand the tattoos. Body, he's yeah, got the tattoos are strange.
You know, he's all tattooed up like from the Bronx, and he's got a
pina colada.
A pina colada with an umbrella in it. Just doesn't go, does it?
Al, you know when you used to do them numpties of the week before?
Yeah,
like he'd be on every week now, wouldn't he?
Oh,
he'd be on every week.
Anyway, move on. I'm just amazed he's got all that money to keep going on these holidays. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain.
If you're not... Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. After us, at 7... it's Leeds United. They're away at Villa Park against Aston Villa. That one, of course, in the Premier League. It's live and exclusive to TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do. Get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day in the bubble. Be safe, everyone.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.